Here we are again. This is Radio Entrepreneurs, and I want to thank Chris Jarrell, who stepped into everybody's shoes today. He's running the show, driving the bus, cleaning the bus, you name it. That's because Alex Cooper, out and down for the count with the flu. Alex, you got to get back to us, buddy. And that's one sick day in Mage. That's our management consulting firm this year. And Alex Cooper is the first one on the list for the year.
Down for the count.
Down for the count. Let's see if he's listening to this one. Our next guest is Scarlett Batchelor of Koio Fitness. Did I do it?
You got it right.
I hit it. Tell us about Koio.
So Koio is a fitness network. We operate in the boutique fitness industry. It's an $11 billion segment. It's grown 22% CAGR over the last 5 years. And we came to realize that there are a couple key players in boutique fitness. You've got studios. You've got students, but the third leg of the trifecta in boutique fitness is the instructor. And through my own yoga teacher training, we realized that the instructor is both underserviced and underutilized in the industry. This instructor is the person at the front of the room. They're bringing you through this experience of sweat, lights, sound, everything else. But there's not a really great way to connect with fitness instructors out there. So Koio is built as an app-based network. It's a social network in one way. It allows instructors to connect directly, bless you, with students. And it's also a marketplace. So by isolating out that instructor, it kind of becomes a thread throughout the industry, and you can go ahead and book classes through the Koio app, also connect to products and partnerships that instructors link into. So we really kind of elevate that instructor, allow the community to connect directly with the instructor, and then in doing so, pull together that entire $11 billion industry.
Oh, okay. So it's 11. I thought you said 11 million when you first spoke. It's an $11 billion industry.
Yep.
And what's Koio's niche within that big industry?
We're all about kind of the emotion and the connection. It's a big industry. And, you know, fitness has been around a long time. Total fitness is about $26 billion. But we believe why boutique fitness has really thrived is it's about that emotional connection. You know, these days they talk about the third place. You'll have home, you have work or school. And the third place used to be church. Not a lot of people go to church anymore. And
Chris's
in a lot
third
of ways,
place is pizza parlor.
Or pizza parlor, which, you know, we don't judge here. But right. These fitness studios.
Well, he might be
really,
happier than all of us.
He might be.
There's not a lot of, you know, expectations that come with pizza parlor.
Oh, you know what? That's great. You know, expectations low, hopes high. It might be totally fabulous.
Right.
But this boutique fitness industry has really become, in a lot of ways, that third place for many people. So that's all about. It's about connection. It's about emotion. It's about kind of that personal experience. And so where we differentiate is that we are leading with that personal connection. We're launching in three phases. We're targeting the Boston community as we come out of the gate, and we are really leveraging that individuality of the instructor, what is kind of their special sauce that they bring to the table, and we create this forum for them to bring that across and create more connection points.
So are you working from an app or from a studio or both, or, you know, what's your platform?
Our platform is all virtual for the most part. An app is really our vehicle as we gain traction in the market. Right now, we're in our first 12 months, and we're in phase one, which is all about community development. So our main vehicle right now is Instagram, which is kind of the majority vehicle right now in boutique fitness, really creating our name, driving our community. And we've brought on a stable of Koio instructors who really kind of sing the brand and what we're all about. Our next phase will launch next month, which will be website-based, where we're able to bring those curated fitness instructors, aggregate their schedules, so it's a single landing place to know about this really cool curated community. And then our third phase late this year is that app, where you can go ahead and connect with those instructors. It's not just the curated community, but we'll have the ability to scope larger. And that's where you'll be able to book your classes directly with these fitness instructors. Almost curate your own tribe.
You say we. Who's the we?
Yeah, the we. So I am the founder and CEO of Koio. We have an amazing creative director, Hannah Yang, who lends a fresh voice to the marketplace. My background is in fitness and management, and as I mentioned, I'm a yoga teacher as well. Hannah has an amazing creative eye. She really has brought about the look and feel of the brand, and she's a spin instructor. We, from a tech standpoint, have an awesome tech advisor, Yost Auerkirk, who's the CTO at Hopper. And then my husband does the product management. So right now, as we're kind of designing both the web-based services as well as app-based services, he's kind of moonlighting, kicking in, and really will build out the team as we move forward.
So there's a few of you already.
There are.
And are you generating revenue yet?
We're not generating revenue. We just went through a fundraising round of convertible debt, friends and family round last month, which will get us to that app, and then we'll move on from there.
So that's how you're sustainable. You've really used some financing from close friends.
Absolutely. At this point in time. Yeah, friends and also kind of fitness network that both understand my leadership as well as understand the segment and recognize that gap, that underserviced need in the market.
And when do you expect to be starting to generate cash flow? And when do you expect to be cash flow positive? Is that part of your business plan since that's your world?
Yeah, absolutely. So late this year, once the app is up and running, we will be able to schedule classes. And our revenue model is driven off of that class scheduling. So if a spin class costs $30. When they book through Koio, they pay that same $30 that student does. But we take a cut of that, much less than other players out there in the market, like a class pass, et cetera. We keep part of that. Part of that goes as a booking fee to the API that we sit on top of. And then we also give part of that revenue back to the instructor. These instructors hustle so hard. And
to make them into entrepreneurs.
Exactly. We want to incentivize them to fill their classes. Some really savvy studios already have kind of a pay-per-performance model with their instructors. If you fill your class, you get a bonus, but not everyone does. And these instructors are amazing. They're the magic who brings it all together.
Right.
So we want to really be able to reward them for the amazing work they do and allow, their path to be more clear and kind of the monetization of their efforts to be richer as well.
Well, I think that's true about the instructor, how important they are. And you've sort of recognized the importance of the instructor in the universe of working out. I know when I used to do spinning, people just waited for certain instructors.
Yes.
They didn't, I won't go to that class. I've got to go to his class or her class. They just wanted a particular style of workout that fits with them.
Yep.
So you've acknowledged that and you've tried to build, I guess, a better financial model for that person. And you're really sort of giving them a greater sense of empowerment over their process.
Absolutely. We also recognize that your favorite spin instructor might be different than my favorite spin instructor.
Of course, you're in better shape than I am.
I don't know. But so as we go forward, we're really working on the back end to be able to recognize, let's say you're a student, you're on the Koio app, who you follow. It's not just level. It's almost like an ice cream flavor. Maybe you love pistachio and I'm a strawberry girl and I have my strawberry spin instructor. You have your pistachio and that's how we roll. So we're able to kind of isolate the qualities of instructors. So as you want to build out your community, try something new, we're able to help you navigate that through kind of this isolation of instructor
style.
You
just stole one of my oldest consulting metaphors. I never heard anyone else do it, the ice cream metaphor.
Oh my goodness.
So we must have some similarities. Let me ask you, is there any sort of protectable process in what you're doing, or is it all really about customer loyalty and quality of delivery?
Yeah, as we work through kind of those ice cream flavors, we are working through how do you isolate out those styles. So kind of a proprietary algorithm on our end. So we're able to serve up what's really resonant to you. And then the other side of it, you ask kind of what's our differentiator, what's our entry point? And I said it really is that emotional connection, that true authentic brand and community is what will make us defensible as well. The fact that we're coming out of the gate, not with the tech yet, but with the voice and the community is something that we believe sets us apart. It's not just ops. It's not just tech. It's about bringing those powerful connections to a platform that so happens to be tech-based.
Dude, you always know you were an entrepreneur? You've got that feel.
You know, I did. But it's strange. I've taken a long time. I've been in corporate roles for over a decade, more than that. But I think it took me a while to develop a subject matter expertise in which I really could find that opportunity that was compelling and I was willing to take a risk on.
Right.
I also have three small kids. So I waited until all three were in public school. My twins are now in kindergarten this year. So there was a little bit of personal planning behind it as well. But yeah, it suits me. It's pretty fun. It's scary, but it's
so you've got a lot on your plate.
Awesome. Always.
Right. Interesting. Listen, if someone wants to find Coeo Fitness, and I think Chris does, but he's all in. Did you hear that?
He's in.
He'll probably do the classes on his app while eating pizza.
Love it.
Yeah. He probably could
do that sometimes.
He could actually do the classes, you know, sort of a pizza hot yoga class.
I think that's a great concept. Let's work on that together.
Chris is an athlete. Chris used to own, I know it's not about Chris this segment, a whole series, a tennis academy with multiple schools.
Oh, that's incredible.
So Chris is quite the athlete. If somebody wants to find you and Coeo, how would they do that?
Yep, you can find us two ways, coeofitness.com. So that's coeofitness.com. And we have a lot of rich content on our Instagram handle. So @coeo_fitness. And those are the two ways today. Also, if anyone's in Boston next week, we're holding our first IRL in real life seminar. We're holding an instructor branding seminar next Tuesday night at Babson Boston. David Kniez, the Chief Strategy Officer and Growth Officer at Breakaway Brands, will be moderating a panel with some excellent panelists. We're bringing together the Boston instructor community to really help instructors think about who they are and how they can kind of isolate that their own special
smart
sauce
move
to drive things.
I
forward.
Like what you're doing. You know, you can see you come out of a corporate marketing world. Very good. I hope you come back again and give us an update of how you're doing.
Thanks very much. I'd love to.
That'd be a good idea. We're going to take a break. And my name again is Jeffrey Davis of MAGE. If you want to ask me any questions, just email me at the letter J, Davis at MAGE, that's MAGE, USA.com. And I'm going to take a break. We'll be right back.